Now, leading public figures have said the Prime Minister's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing alienation and division in society. It follows an article last week for the Church Times by Mr. Cameron, in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics then signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people don't describe themselves as Christian. The British Humanist Association organised the letter that was published in the Daily Telegraph, and Andrew Copson joins me on the line now from the association. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
What was so wrong with what he said? Because after all, Christian ideals and values are worth having.
I think there are two reasons why what the Prime Minister said was made a lot of people uncomfortable. The first is, I think, that it didn't describe the Britain that most of us know. Most people don't describe themselves as Christians when they're asked if they're religious and what religion they are. Most people aren't believing, practicing Christians. And so I think the first reason why it was wrong was that it was, you know, a misleading description. The second reason, I think, was more important. In a society where increasingly we have people with a whole range of different non-religious and religious beliefs, including Christians, I think it's problematic to try and describe a whole country as a Christian country, because that risks division and alienation amongst people like me and like others who are not Christian and feel excluded from that sort of national narrative.
I was reading one article that said actually in the census that it was 60% of people that said that two-thirds of the population did describe themselves as Christian. That was the 2011 census.
Yeah, the census radically inflates the number of people who describe themselves as religious because of the question that it asks. The census asks the question, what is your religion? Which it doesn't take long to realise is a pretty closed and leading question. Any other survey that asks, for example, do you have a religion, yes or no, and if so, what is it, you'll get about 43% of people saying that they're Christians. Even in the census, though, that question that produces a much higher than is accurate figure, it went down in 2011 from 2001. In 2001, it was 72% of people who answered Christian to that leading question, and in 2011, it was 59%. Now, if that rate of decline continues, then by 2018, Christians will be in a minority. So even if you wanted to use the census figure, as the Prime Minister has tried to do, it would still mean that in 4 years we would not be, even by that flawed measure, a Christian country.
You got 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and so on to sign this letter. Was it hard to find those 50?
Well, it was a bit hard because we were on holiday on the weekend. It was organised over the weekend. But everyone, almost everyone that we asked, said yes, they'd be happy to sign. And I think that shows that people have become increasingly worried about this. It isn't just a one-off speech or article from the present Prime Minister. It's been a growing trend over the last few years for Christian church leaders, obviously, but also politicians to make these sort of claims. And I think that increasingly is worrying people.
Are you saying really then that you'd like to go like a country like France, for example, where, you know, it's not allowed that Christianity or religion has any part in politics and running the country? Would you like to separate it that much?
I think every politician will have their own religious or non-religious beliefs. I think the Prime Minister, for example, has a perfect right and entitlement to his religious beliefs. And inevitably, people's beliefs are going to shape the way that they lead their lives, including if they're politicians, in politics. But I think what's wrong is for the state, for the government, to take a religious view. I think the role of government in a plural, diverse democracy is to be neutral and objective as between its different citizens, not to discriminate or privilege any group or individual because of their religions. And that's the sort of state I'd like to see. I think the French model is unsuitable for Britain. We have a different cultural history and a different present society. But I would want the state not to discriminate against people because of their religion, as it does, for example, at the moment in access to state schools, if they're Christian schools, discriminate, and not to privilege people. That's the sort of country that I'd like to live in.
You see, when he's paying, I mean, he was writing for the Church Times, wasn't it? I mean, you write to your audience, don't you? Do you think he'd be stunned at the reaction there's been to all of this?
Well, I mean, it wasn't just the article in the Church Times that the signatures to the letter were reacting to. They were also reacting to a speech that the Prime Minister gave in Downing Street, which was published, quotes from him in the Telegraph and other newspapers. Well, I mean, I trust that the Prime Minister is an honest person who speaks his own mind as he feels it. So I expect that what he said he actually believed. So maybe he would be stunned at the reaction.
Have you actually read the article? Because we haven't.
I have.
We haven't.
Oh,
we
haven't.
We tried to get hold of a copy today, and the Church Times wouldn't let us have one.
You should subscribe to the Church Times.
Exactly. You have to subscribe to get hold of it. So we're sort of hearing everything third time. We're trying to get hold of a copy now at the moment from our various clerical colleagues.
The speech is on the Number 10 website.
Yes,
if you go to Downing Street's website, you'll see the speech that he gave where he talks about Britain being a Christian country, about how he wants to build the role of religious organisations.
And the article was based upon that.
That's
interesting, because, as I said, he is a Christian, he's outwardly, he goes to church regularly.
Yeah.
No objections to that. You just think he's got to keep out of politics.
And I think that what he said, you know, when he elaborated in what he meant by Britain as a Christian country, for example, wanting to give religious organisations a larger place in public services and so on, I think that's one of the things that also alarms people, because most people want to see public services that will treat everyone impartially. They don't want to see, for example, schools, faith schools that choose parents based on religion, other public services being run by religious groups. I think that's what alarms people as well.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed to Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association.